No significant changes will likely occur to the drought conditions across the Midwest as we go forward through the next week to 10 days. There will be opportunities for rain, but most likely the amount of moisture that occurs will not be great enough to counter evaporation, and we'll still be dealing with moisture shortages and concerns about declining production potential. There are two important events that will likely occur to generate some rainfall over this first week of the outlook. The first event may occur tonight and tomorrow, coming out of South Dakota and extending down into parts of Missouri. This may be a little convective complex of thunderstorms that evolves, a small cluster of storms that will likely produce some moderate amounts of rainfall, maybe anywhere from 3/10 to around 8/10 of an inch of rain may be common in this corridor, with some local totals getting up into the 1 to 2 inch plus range. The precipitation that occurs will certainly be welcome. This will likely include western Iowa as well as the eastern Nebraska and parts of eastern and southeastern South Dakota, and we'll likely continue to monitor this. Most likely we'll see the system be relatively brief and weak, and it's not like they have a huge impact on the region, but surprising rains are always possible, so we'll keep a close eye on the event overnight tonight. Well, the second event that produces organized precipitation across the Midwest is expected to be associated with a cool front that will cut through the region as we go from late Thursday into Saturday in the northwestern parts of the region and from Friday into Sunday in the eastern parts of the Midwest. Most of the precipitation that occurs is going to be still light, but portions of Minnesota, the eastern Dakotas, and Wisconsin could see some heavy amounts of precipitation where we might see rain totals running 1 to 2 inches and perhaps something locally greater. But that is not going to be the common rule for the majority of the western Corn Belt. We'll likely see moisture totals running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 35 hundredths of an inch, with local totals to 6 7/10 of an inch most often. The frontal boundary will come through as a significant event. We'll definitely see temperatures tumble notably lower, but the frontal system comes through this region so quickly that the atmosphere doesn't have a chance to create the kind of rain that we need across the region to really offer a significant amount of relief. And as a result of that, we're likely to continue with dryness issues ongoing across much of the Corn Belt as we go forward through the next 10 days. The frontal boundary is expected to be followed by some cooler air. We will see temperatures here this weekend in the 70s and 80s in the northern Midwest, 80s and lower 90s in the lower parts of the Midwest, and that will last for 2 or 3 days. And low temperatures at night will likely be in the 50s and 60s. That will contrast greatly from temperatures here today that will likely run mostly 80s and 90s across the Midwest, with a couple of extremes again near 100 in the Southwest. As we move on into the weekend, though, and the cooler air settles in, our low temperatures may fall back into the 50s and 60s across parts of the Midwest. And as we go next week, we'll likely see the warmer air come back into the region. Some of the computer forecast models are trying to generate a bit of a ridge of high pressure over the heart of the Midwest as we get to this time next week. If that ends up actually being the case, we'll likely see temperatures turning much warmer once again, with highs back into the middle 80s through the 90s, with extremes over 100 possible again in the southwestern portions of the region. We'll likely expect to see scattered showers in the second week of the two-week outlook, but their resulting rainfall will continue to be rather light, and with respect to the heat that's expected, there's not much chance we'll see an increase in soil moisture. Rain totals will run 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch for that entire second week of the month. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.